Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Good morning and thank you for joining us on this September 12th, Feast Day of the Holy Cross. Our celebrant today is Chancellor Donna Reed. And our homilist is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now, let us prepare our hearts and hear what the Spirit is saying to us.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is a collect for the Holy Cross Sunday. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself, mercifully grant that we, who glory in the mystery of our redemptions, may have grace to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way of the Red Sea to go out to the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord, take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with lyre, and the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Almighty God, your dear Son did not ascend to joy until he first suffered pain, and did not enter into glory before he was crucified. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it as the true way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. September 14th, which falls this coming Tuesday, is the day on which we commemorate the discovery of the cross of Jesus by St. Helena in 326. The dedication of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built on the site on 335, and the return of the cross to Jerusalem in 629 after it had been taken by the Persians. It is customary on the Feast of the Holy Cross to read the Old Testament account of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. It is a foreshadowing of the crucifixion and repeated by Jesus to Nicodemus in today's gospel. As a Pharisee, Nicodemus was very familiar with the writings of Moses. In this conversation, though, Jesus revealed the parallel when he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Of all the names we have for Jesus, the Son of Man is the one by which he refers to himself. It is a reminder of his humanity and that for a short time, God became human. The snakes that endangered the people of Israel with their fiery venom were God's punishment for their sins, and there was nothing the people could do to save themselves. They would die unless they confessed their sin and asked Moses to intercede for them. God could have removed the snakes from the wilderness, but instead he let the snakes remain and provided a means of salvation in the form of a bronze snake that Moses was to lift up on a pole as Jesus was lifted up when the cross was placed upright. As the snake on the pole was God's gift of salvation for those in the wilderness all those years earlier, how much greater is God's gift of salvation to us, his own Son lifted up on the cross for us. Looking at the bronze snake gave them physical life, but they eventually died a physical death. And herein lies the difference. Looking on Jesus conquers sin and gives us eternal life. The recounting of the snake on the pole is followed by one of the first Bible verses most of us memorized as children in Sunday school. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. When we look in the cross, we can see how much God loves us. We see his love in action, complete with sacrifice. How many of us would sacrifice the life of our child to save another? I can say with all certainty that I would not, and I doubt any of you would either. The first action was that God so loved the world. He loved us, you and me, so loved the world that he gave And there's the second action. He loved and he gave. He gave his only son. It was a gift and there are no strings attached, no special qualifications, no level of education or income, only belief, followed by the action of accepting Jesus as our Savior. The cross is where God showed how deep his love for us really is. As Jesus hung on the cross, the one who had no sin took on every sin ever committed and every sin that ever would be committed in the future. That includes ours. As we know, the wages of sin is death. And by his death on the cross, Jesus paid the price so that we wouldn't have to. As the cross was lifted that Good Friday, the power of God's love, the most powerful love that ever existed, was also lifted for all to see. But Jesus was lifted up two more times, the second time being when he rose again, and the third time when he ascended to heaven. Today, 2,000 years after the crucifixion, the cross is a bridge between heaven and earth. This instrument of torture and death has today become a thing of beauty, worn as jewelry and displayed in Christian homes and churches. As Jesus told Nicodemus, we need to be born again, and the cross is where our old life ends and our new life begins. At baptism, we are sealed with the sign of the cross. The cross represents God's grace and mercy. Grace, when he richly blesses us, although we have sinned and do not deserve these blessings. And mercy, when he forgives us for our sins and does not give us our just punishment. God's love for us is beyond human comprehension. The depth of his love is beyond any human emotion. God doesn't want us to understand. He wants us to respond to his love. He wants us to live for him, just as he died for us. He didn't just suffer. He didn't just say he was willing to die. He did. That shows how complete his love for us was. We can live just as completely for him by loving him with our whole heart and by loving each other, by helping those who are in need, by offering a kind word to those who are lonely, by offering comfort to those who are suffering. Let us truly use the cross to bridge heaven and earth. Amen.
God calls us today to be open to the word and to one another. Let us open ourselves to all the world in prayer, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the church, we pray that we bring God's word to life in all its silence, darkness, and despair. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation, we pray that we may grow into the mystery of God's life among us and in us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the world, we pray that nations will come to cooperate for the health and the well-being of all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our community, we pray that hospitals and nursing homes may be equipped to deal with our sick and dying. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in the healing professions, we pray that those who search for cures and those who attend the sick may be strengthened for their task. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the dying, we pray especially. And all who have asked for our prayers, and that they may know the healing power of God, and that those who die today may not die alone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All mourners, we pray that all who grieve the coming of death may come to know life in the mercy of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In your mercy, O God, we commend all the needy world, trusting in your almighty power through our Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. most merciful God.
We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord always be with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation. The same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom all have created things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and the Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, the Father and the Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit, may I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
The Mass has ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.